KNDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hiring in November beating expectations, ABC's Alexis Christopher is taking a look at the Labor Department's November jobs report.
We added 227,000 jobs. We were expecting about 214,000. And then, of course, the unemployment rate coming in at 4.2%, inched up a little, but still at a near historic low.
The NYPD released images of the suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO murder, Brian Thompson. The suspect seen unmasked and smiling at a Manhattan hostel. Police say he used a fake name and unique pistol traced to Connecticut. A massive rally today in Seoul, South Korea, calling for embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol to step down. Yoon briefly declared martial law earlier in the week. An impeachment vote will take place tomorrow. Thousands of people fled the Syrian city of Homs overnight after rebels seized control and forced government troops to withdraw. Notre Dame Cathedral reopens in Paris tomorrow, 5 years after the 2019 fire. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Protesters were arrested when they interrupted a UW Board of Regents meeting. It happened yesterday on the UW-Madison campus. At first, about 50 demonstrators were silently lining the walls of the meeting. Student groups who organized the action say they want the UW system to divest from companies they say have a financial stake in the Israel-Gaza conflict. UW-Madison police say eventually the protesters started chanting, and they arrested 19 of them, leading them out of the room. Within about 90 minutes, they had all been released. Students from both UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee were part of the demonstration, advocating for Palestine, according to the student groups who organized it. In the spring, both universities had protesters camping on campus grounds, which led to policy changes. Authorities say no citations were issued, but that could change in the future. And the Wisconsin State Capitol is now ready for the holidays.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The holiday tree at the Wisconsin State Capitol is now lit. Officials held a ceremony to flip the switch. For the second year in a row, the tree is from Rhinelander. Last year, the Burke family from Rhinelander saw that, hey, somebody right near them had their tree chosen for the state capitol. And they realized, you know what? We've got a good one, too. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds, and the rest is history. The tree is decorated with ornaments from Wisconsin students, celebrating that our state park system turns 125 years old next year.
We ask students from around the state to create ornaments that reflect what Wisconsin's natural spaces mean to them and how Wisconsin Park System reflects who we are as a state and our shared history.
The state capitol has decorations for a variety of holidays. Fun fact for Seinfeld fans, there's even a Festivus pole. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take one game at a time, and obviously we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio. Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 19 tonight, partly cloudy. 43 tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 48 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 20.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media sports guru Mike Clemens, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Chihuahua, weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me fighter.
This is nonsense. Nobody's going to be going after Liz Cheney and some of the other people that they've mentioned along the way. We've got work to do. Now, on the same note, people want accountability. So I do think on the Oversight Committee there'll be a continued investigation of the highly corrupt actions taken by Hunter
under the
oversight and direction likely and assistance and support of Joe Biden. But that's certainly not going to distract from the important issues that we need to deliver over the next 4 years.
That was some Republican douchebag. It doesn't matter who. Really? They're not going to go after Liz Cheney because wasn't it? Who was it? I know. It was Donald Trump that said she should be have a televised tribunal. Yeah. I believe after which she would be executed, yeah. I think, is pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how all of these people are saying Trump has never been about retribution.
No,
in March of 2023, he said, quote,
I am your retribution. And also they said, we're not about retribution, but yeah, we're going to continue to persecute Hunter for sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know what? You are bigger patriots than I even initially thought. I cannot believe you showed up. What with the Roscoes?
Oh, my goodness.
Sacrilege, blasphemy. Okay, I sent you Jemele Hill's tweet. She said, I saw an IG post about a Donald Trump inflatable doll that was positioned outside of Roscoe's, and I honestly thought it was a prank. It turns out the relatively new owners of Roscoe's are Trump supporters, considering most of Roscoe's are in black neighborhoods, and that's their primary customer base. Putting that inflatable doll up and removing the Obama special from the menu seems particularly stupid. It's going to be a no from me, dog. Now, I apologize for passing that. I felt it was my patriotic duty to pass that on to you.
To say that I don't understand why we have a Justice Department and stuff like this is allowed to happen.
It's allowed.
Why do we have laws?
Well, you know what happened. My response was, Stephanie, was pure screaming.
I have your response. This is what the video that Francis sent me this week. Here we go. Six.
Oh,
yes.
Six. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Here we go. And scene.
Lord, say it ain't so. Not the skulls. Not the skulls.
which I just wrote back, hashtag overactor. But anyway, yes. I feel your pain is real, but, you know.
That, no, I mean, because I can't have it anymore.
No.
It's over. It's over.
No.
I will not give, knowingly give, Trump supporters my money. No. I won't. I just won't.
Well, why do we have pitchforks if we're not going to go out as a community
right, and get our
and take
chicken.
Care of this problem?
Okay.
Why?
What,
if
what are
if
we
you
doing?
Were still wondering,
I thought this election was bad. I had no idea how rotten this country had become.
Absolutely.
If you were wondering, can we have still nice? Can still we still have nice things? The answer is obviously no.
Clearly no.
Yeah.
Clearly no.
Yeah.
And I will be figuring out how to fry chicken at home.
That's
now,
right.
That's going to require some. I'm going to be injured. That's okay.
No, Rodney King. No, Rodney King. We cannot all just get along. Not this is a line in the sand.
Are we going to need to invest in a waffle maker?
It will not be business as usual, people.
No,
it will not.
No.
This is war. You don't come for me. Come for me in my house.
You know what? I see what the new
calm.
I see what the new world order looks like. Okay, and it is chickenless.
Okay. I do not say blacks back to trigger you, but I feel it's my duty as the blackest hour in radio this hour to report to you. When Diamond, we were free of Diamond and Silk.
Oh God.
Have you heard of the black conservative podcast duo, the Hodge Twins?
No.
Yeah. They gave former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke an N-word pass during an interview on their show.
David Duke used the N-word?
No.
They gave him a pass if he used it.
A prank that these conservative black hosts thought was funny, I guess. They said, we've got a gift for you. You probably don't need it. It's the N-word pass, before handing Duke a card which read N-word pass in all caps. Duke then held the card up to the camera and said, N-word pass, and then they all chuckled.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when we decide we're not going to be violent.
Yep.
And I need us to revisit these choices that we've made. Because some children, that's the only way they learn.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Now we got twin biscuit makers.
Well, you know what?
I don't even know if there's a biscuit rating for this story. No.
Let me tell you something. If you ever seen the Hodge, is that what their name is? Hodge?
Yeah. Hodge Twins.
Mm-hmm. If you ever seen the Hodge Twins make biscuits and marmalade at the same time, It is incredible. They do it on unicycles. Yes, it's a feat. It's an amazing thing to watch. Now, when they leave the kitchen and they're not on their unicycles, they're a hot mess. You should not have anything to do with them.
Can I say, and they seem like a really
that's
fantastic.
Now.
Oh, they're bodybuilding.
Yes.
Black conservatives.
Yes, they are.
Jesus. They seem like excellent interviews. They asked David Duke whether he was ever sexually attracted to black women during his time in the Klan. Duke responded, no, I never was. I was always partial to white girls. Well, that was a shocking question and answer there.
A part of me has died, and I don't know what we're going to do, if we're going to have a little ceremony.
I'm going to invite
you. I'd like
you
to lay it to rest.
You know what? This is what's disgusting, you know, about the fact that anybody can go out there and just hold a mic, is that they invited the Ku Klux Klan wizard,
right,
X, to sexualize black women.
Sure.
And, you know, and don't see it. Don't care about their part in it. Can't see their part in it.
Yes.
They just want to be famous.
Yeah.
Let me be clear about something.
Yeah.
There's idiots, and then there's whatever they are. There are dumb people, and then there's whatever the Hodge mess is. Where is the FDA, or is there a genetic board that checks that? Because please tell me they don't have children, because we can't have that spreading through the world. That is some kind of fungi. I don't know what it is, but it's dangerous and
it is dangerous.
And contagious. But at least we'll know where they all are. All the dumb black people are going to be at a Klan meeting.
Right. And getting on the boat.
I can't with them.
I also, in the FAFO file, the around and find out file, the what was it? The, you know, black Trump supporters are shocked that they're not in his cabinet.
Yeah.
Tim Scott's
right.
Like, you know,
Myron Donald's.
A whole white wife.
Yeah.
A whole lady.
I mean, why did I marry this woman? What, Lord, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
How did I get here?
It's so weird how none of them are qualified.
We are just, we're having record, like, what are we calling it? Buyer's remorse, FAFO. Oh, our new hero is Moses Law on TikTok. Have you seen her? Wait, where's this one? Real quick.
I really don't have words for it. And we're going to keep laughing. We're going to laugh for the next 4 years at y'all's stupidity. We're going to laugh because we told you. We warned you. We explained. We did everything that we were supposed to do. And y'all still did what y'all wanted to do. So, yes, we're going to laugh. Because what you don't get to do is be the villain and the victim. Pick a side and be on it. You don't get to be the villain and the victim. You don't. That is not how this works. You don't get to vote Cruella DeVille in the office and then walk around asking where all the puppies went. You know where they went. You voted Cruella in. That's where they went. So we gonna laugh. Oh, we gonna laugh. We gonna have a hearty chuckle at your expense. So dear.
All day long.
Great day.
Because you know we're told you can't, we're not allowed to say we told you so. So it's going to be a long 4 years for me.
Why aren't we allowed to say that? It fits.
Yeah.
This is your, I told you so, Central. This is what this is going to be. I'm going to, this is not where we're going to come for civility.
No. I'm going to be like, we hope they get everything they asked for. Really,
everything.
Really do. Single thing they asked for, I hope they get it day one.
I was saying, if they just voted against their self-interest and they're the ones going to be hurt, but we're all going to be hurt. And that's what they voted for, is to hurt us. So I'm sorry if you now want me to go, oh, I'm sorry that, you know.
Nope. Not sorry at all. Nope. We're going to make a T-shirt. NMF. Not my fault. NMF.
All right.
Not my fault. And whenever they have a problem, I'm going to point, not my fault. Yep.
All right, give me some more, one more Moses Law.
FAFO on TikTok is the greatest thing to happen to the internet in I know 10 years. When I say I done laughed, I have laughed till I've cried. Watching these MAGA people figure out how bad they messed up in real time, it really is a thing of beauty. And I got word today that they have issued a warning that we better stop, that this FAFO thing needs to calm down, and we need to stop making fun of them and laughing at them. They don't want to be laughed at. It's not funny.
We're changing the name of the show to what did we decide? Schadenfreude and Snark in the morning,
yes.
Everybody.
Good butt, everybody.
I mean, you don't want us to laugh. Stop doing funny stuff. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I seriously, absolutely not. There will not be a day that I don't laugh at them. There will not be a day that this, you're going to put WWE up in a cabinet and then be confused, Dr. Oz in front of Medicare, and then go turn around and be like, what happened to my Medicare? Look.
Right. No, look. Brain worms. Brain worms.
Brain worms.
You
whale
voted.
Juice. Whale juice.
Voted in brain worms. The day one, I couldn't work there because day one, word one, I would have to start. He said something out of his mouth. I would say, I'm sorry. Sir, who's speaking? You or the worms?
Is that the brain worm
I want to know who I'm addressing.
I'd rather talk to the worms.
And how many times can somebody do the joke about Pete Hegseth, right, doesn't want women in combat, and he sends his mommy out to fight his battles? It is just...
These people... It's the best. You cannot expect me to act right. You just cannot. It is not appropriate. My behavior is appropriate.
Yes! Okay. No, what Hegseth's own mama said...
You keep doing that Hemsworth-Hegseth thing. It's not a Hemsworth.
Is it a Hemsworth? He's a Hemsworth!
No, he's a
Hemsworth. He's a Hemsworth. They're nice people.
Hegseth and the Angry Inch, as we call his penis. Okay.
That is...
It's funny. Okay.
You know, these people... I'm trying to figure out how they think they're gonna go to the bathroom all over this country and then act like we got the problem. Mm-hmm. They are untrained. They're worse. They're not even puppies. What's an ugly animal? What's the ugly animal that wanders around causing grief? Skunk.
Honey badger. Kind of...
No, honey badgers aren't ugly. They're cute.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. And relentless.
They don't care.
No, they don't care.
No.
Okay.
Something rabid.
All right. 19 minutes. We'll think of it. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. It's cold everywhere, even here in L.A. in the morning. And my God, when I'm hiking or biking in the morning, my God. I love these thermal socks. They're fantastic. They're perfect gifts for your entire family. They make so much more than socks. I have such a cute black knit cap.
Give me that.
I have gloves. Yeah, I have blankies. I'm going to need these in D.C. in January.
Yeah, you
right?
are.
They make the blankies. They're so soft. Oh, my God. Jackets, fleece, vests. And no matter what the weather throws at you, they come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights. They're like a thermostat. You choose, you know, whatever you need for whatever cold you're facing. And don't take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. The code is Miller. Get 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Heatholders.com. The code is Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend, The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, what? Hi, this is Lou Frangela. Hello, you're welcome.
Hi.
Hey, don't forget, you can get the LA Sexy Liberal Show just this weekend. As sexyliberal.com, $20, support this whole progressive universe. And then Monday, we're going to have a brand new Sexy Liberal announcement. But if you want to catch the fever, right, Frangela? The joy, the fun, the laughter, the energy we're going to need in this, you know, going
Ooh, baby,
forward.
Let me tell you, it's about to happen. Get ready!
Yes, we've started talking about just, you know, bravery. We've obviously, you know, there was another Joe and Mika thing this week where they apologized for some, you know, like joke that David Frum made. And so he just wrote a piece about the climate of fear that's making them go grovel to Mar-a-Lago. Good for David Frum. Good for Harry Lippmann, who quit the L.A. Times because of them trying to, you know, bend the knee to Donald Trump. Good for Olivia Troy for standing up to Cash Patel and saying, I am not going to retract the truth. I mean, that's what we're going to need, right?
Did you say that Mika, that they weren't on today?
They were not on. They had gone missing, and there was no explanation given.
Well, it has been explained. They're going to Arkansas to...
I can't hear anything you're saying.
They're going to Arkansas to interview President Clinton.
They're going to interview President Clinton, but
did they know that we have these things called planes? They don't have to... Are they walking, biking, Oregon trailing it?
Because, well, and Scarborough had...
My guess is they have a plane of their own. Why we got to take off today?
Well, no, and also he invited Frum to come back today, and NBC invited Frum to come back today. So there's something going on. There's something going down over there. I don't know. And it was interesting. There was just no explanation, you know.
Yeah. I know you said Fugelsang in the mornings, which I would think would be wonderful, but I'm going to stay off my phone in case they try to contact me and Francis.
Yes. Well, you know, Angela and I just opened up the Department of Something Ain't Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And this is definitely in the Department of Something Ain't Right.
Yeah, something going down.
We have full warrant authority. We know when something's not right.
I'm telling you, it's not a surprise to me. They lost half their audience in a week, basically. And I think they're, you know, someone else, by the way, Chris, wrote the same thing I said, is they're bringing down the whole network. You know, like morning shows tend to, you know, set up the day either way. And I said my favorite morning show ever was Morning Joy. You know, they have so much great talent there. You know, well, there's Joy Reid that I was saying the weekend show, I think, is great with Michael Steele and Simone Sanders and Alicia Menendez. Who else were we saying? Ali Velshi, yep. Stephanie Ruhle would be a good, you know, Jen Psaki, Katie Fang. Yeah. Because I mean, they literally, what was it yesterday? 22 minutes. They screamed at their audience and whined about, you know, the backlash that they're, you know, and now this has just compounded it, this whole David Frum thing.
Yeah, these people, what I find fascinating about the MAGA people and people who basically support them. And make them possible is this idea they don't never conceive of what an actual conversation is. Like, they have their part of it, but you're supposed to just sit there and smile at them. They never have the thought, oh, the things I do and say will be reacted to.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we are saying is, we don't want to watch you. We don't want to listen to your voices. That's what we're saying.
All right, MSNBC, their phones are clear now. Frangela in the morning.
Yep. Any second.
MSNBC.
Any second.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism. I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface. Meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well, whew.
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Consequences. You talking about the consequences we told y'all about before y'all voted like this? Because we're not laughing at consequences, because ultimately we are going to have to suffer the consequences of your actions. We are going to have to suffer for your uninformed and ignorant vote. So we're not laughing at the consequences. We are laughing because we told you and you didn't listen. And now you all over there acting befuddled, bewildered, and confused that things are happening as we said they would. We are laughing at the sheer amount of people that have Googled, how can I change my vote? The fact that y'all don't know you can't change your vote is not only funny, it's sad. And
thank you, Moses Law. I think I'm going to lose count of the number of times I'm going to say nanny, nanny, boo-boo in the next 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, these people, no. Here's the thing. We didn't just tell you. They told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump told you exactly what he was going to do.
Yeah.
No, there are no surprises here. You're just ignorant by choice.
Yep. There's a book called Project 2025 where they put everything you
Agenda
needed to know.
Kash Patel wrote down his enemies list. Wait, you gotta skip to 15. All these right wingers, whether it's Lara Trump, this is Larry Kudlow saying Trump's not about retribution. Why would you ever think he'd do that?
Democrats are now asking Joe Biden for a preemptive pardon. Okay, of Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, and Tony Fauci. Well, what is this all about? Preemptive pardons, for heaven's sake.
Well. Plus, didn't they just criticize? Well, they went after some of my colleagues who they said asked for pardons. I don't know that they ever did. But some of my colleagues who supposedly that they went after them, and now they're doing the same thing. This is ridiculous. Donald Trump has never been about retribution.
Right.
Donald Trump has been stopping these agencies from being weaponized against we the people, and frankly, from being weaponized against him and all the lawfare that we saw unfold.
Chris, who said, I will be your retribution?
That would be Donald J. Trump back in March of 2023.
Chris got it right. Oh my goodness, Chris.
In March of 2023. I remember that date like a date that shall live in infamy.
I say Biden goes Oprah on their ass, and you get a pardon, and you get a pardon. I mean, right?
Yeah, and they also need to leave the country.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm like, y'all need to leave.
Yeah, Lara Trump insisted Trump has no intention of retribution or revenge. She said there's no... Okay, I can't even read anything that says Lara Trump says. Okay. He says, I would say anyone, if anyone's done anything wrong, then maybe they should be worried, not because of Donald Trump, but maybe they've broken the law. None of these people have done anything wrong. He has no intention of retribution or revenge. Chris, who said, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of America, Joe Biden, and go after the Biden crime family. Who said that?
Simon Bar Sinister.
No, I can't believe you just said President. I almost said it. Trump said it in June. That'd be in June, Frangela.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. Trust this man's nature. This is what's going to happen. We're going to watch it go down. It's so interesting to me because I never thought that we would ever repeat the McCarthy era.
Yeah.
But I believe that we're about to see it again.
Yeah.
Well, he did these things when he was in office. I mean, he put, what's his name, Michael? You know.
Flynn.
The lawyer.
No, Cohen.
Cohen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Cohen. Remember they put him back in prison? They we've watched him go after people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the only reason he didn't go after more people or get to do more of it was because there were people in the place of those government offices, like in the Justice Department, that didn't do it.
And half the people on the list are people from the Trump administration that he appointed. If anything is bipartisan, it's this, right?
I don't even care. I am so over, Democrats, look. This is not business as usual. This is not hands across the aisle. This is not... I think that whole method of thinking has to change because that's what we call appeasement to these people.
Yeah.
That's not, that's
By
not
the way,
trying to find a way forward. That is appeasement.
I'm glad Jerry Nadler dropped out and endorsed Jamie Raskin for is it Intelligence Committee? Because he did DC Sex with Liberal with us, and hopefully will again in January. He's a fighter. That's what we need.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we need
absolutely.
Yeah,
and we need fire. We need fire. Yeah. You know, here's the thing: when I think that we need to look at our whole sea of tools in terms of people, and really, really appoint people who can lead this charge, the fight we're in right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I need to pull the show over for a moment. This is a new guess for the take your line of bolt down to the five and dime soundbite. Hi, Gina in California. Hello, in Cambria.
Hey, Stephanie Miller. Uh-huh. This is Gina in Cambria. I have an answer here. Kim Cattrall, I believe, from the Sex and the City in the very beginning.
Kim Cattrall from
Marcia
Sex?
Or maybe Marcia Mason.
Or maybe Marcia.
We've heard Marcia Mason before. It's not Marcia Mason.
Okay, but that's an interesting guess. All right.
Kim Cattrall from
Sex and the City. Oh, maybe.
What are we talking about?
We don't know where this. We're going to die not knowing where this soundbite comes from.
Oh, bitch. Oh. Police. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
I don't think that's Kim Cattrall.
It does sound like Kim.
No,
I don't think so.
No, no, it's not.
All right,
no.
And now back to the countdown. Go ahead, your thoughts.
No, but look, y'all, you can't be victims and villains. So let me explain something to you. Every time we all lose something, I'm gonna look at you and go, "How does it feel? You got what you wanted. How's it feel?"
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, because, again, you voted to hurt me. You voted thinking, only going to get hurt. And now when we all get hurt, you can't expect me to go, oh. I mean, like I said, if they only voted against their own self-interest and hurt themselves, I'd feel, you know, sad for them, at least. But, like, they voted to hurt us.
Oh, yes. Which is why I believe we also have a gallows humor around it right now, which is... The scales have been removed from our eyes long ago, right?
Yes.
And so then you're looking over at the other person who's next to you with these rose-colored glasses talking about, how are we next to each other?
And can I say, Chris, what's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
Oh, for God's sakes, what's wrong with you? Well, if you've seen the cartoon, right? The black lady sitting on the roof,
mm-hmm. yes.
having drinks,
yes.
watching everything burn with the 92%. 92% voted the right way. You know, it's like...
I can't.
We can't do anymore.
We can't do anymore
for this country.
Absolutely. Yeah. If y'all don't show up... And I'm going to tell you something. We cannot let off the hook the people who didn't vote.
Right.
They are the people because... It was closer than it ever should have been, but people didn't vote. We had less of a turnout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't cry to me. There is no crying to me. I've done everything I could. Not my fault.
Yeah.
I have done everything I could. And all I can do now is this is how black people have always survived in this country. All right. We're going to have to find a way to laugh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can do. We can cry, but at some
what
point.
What a fantastic. Suggestion to buy LA Sexy Liberal today at sexyliberal.com and get re-empowered and laugh and take your power back. Only this
That's
weekend.
Right. That's okay. The only medicine against this. It's
true.
Humor and community. That's it.
That's why That's you it. Think Donald Trump hates it the most when people laugh at him. Because that we're taking our power back. That's how you take your power back. Do not stop laughing. Do not stop.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
And let that be your energy, your righteous rage come out through your humor and through your organizing and being there for each other. Because we are going to have to be there for it. We always are. This community is amazing for that.
Amazing.
But we're going to have to try to really work harder at that, protecting ourselves and our neighbors and friends and community.
Yep. And so we keep saying, you know, courage is contagious. So be courageous in whatever way you can.
Say it loudly and proudly. Blue bracelets are nice and all that. But the reality is you don't have to wear a blue bracelet if you're coming out every day and addressing this stuff when you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to saying nanny, nanny, boo, boo, how many times will we say, is that legal? Does it matter?
That's going to be on the loop.
More? Because, here's Trump's incoming administration intends to deport migrants to countries they've never visited if their home countries refuse to accept them. They're preparing a list of countries.
Just any country they feel like.
It's just the headline is Trump team considers illegal workaround to speed up key campaign promise. They would send undocumented immigrants as part of planned mass deportations. Not clear if they would be allowed to legally work or live in those nations. I believe the Bahamas, as it has already said,
hell
no.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Aruba was on that list, too.
Yeah.
I want to go to Aruba.
We talked about this on the final word today. We need you all to free your mind of the constraint called, is it legal? Because these people don't worry about things like that.
No.
They just go do it. They don't see. We stop ourselves when we have an idea and go, but wait a minute. Can I even do this? Is it legal? How will I get it done? They don't care if they do it correctly. They don't care if they get sued for it because they think they own all of the courts now.
Right.
They don't care. So they will do it. They will round up people. You wish they'd be checking paper. You wish they'd.
Yeah.
They don't care.
The Bahamas said it had reviewed and firmly rejected the Trump plan, which is their way of saying Yaman, no man. So they're like, no.
But do you think they care? Look, be clear.
Yeah.
If they could roll buses across the ocean, that buses would be driving to the Bahamas. Okay.
Be clear. They'll send these people to Russia and try to make them fight that war. Like, I leave nothing beyond these crazy people.
This is to our point again about modeling courage instead of cowardice. This story, Trump is counting on panic to achieve what his administration cannot do alone, keep the primary promise, the mass deportations of his campaign. The many ways Trump is counting on fear to overcome the hurdles of mounting a mass deportation program. One expert said the constraints on a mass deportation operation are logistical more than legal. Deporting 1 million people a year would cost an annual average of $88 billion, and a one-time effort to deport the full unauthorized population of 11 million would cost many times that. Trump will also need facilities that have yet to be built, staff that has yet to be hired, compliance of foreign nations willing to accept the millions of people he's planning to deport who may not grant it, as we're just talking about. Trump is banking on fear, hoping that people without citizenship will be so frightened of deportation that they will flee by their own, this self-deportation that Mitt Romney used to talk about.
So he doesn't care.
Right.
He does not care how much it costs. And it doesn't have to be everyone. They just want the show. The cruelty is the point.
Thank you.
They will just go around rounding people up for the camera footage. They don't care if they do it correctly. They do not care.
I keep saying that.
Wall,
they just need...
built,
they just need a big, dumb show for Jesse Waters to air on Fox.
Exactly. This is a circus. It's the circus.
The idea that this man is thorough and that he cares. There are children who will never see their families again. Do we have to go back and look at the family separation policy and what they did? They don't care if it's correct. They don't care if they can't pay for it. They don't care.
But then he'll just say
it and find a way to make money off of it.
Right.
Period.
As long as they get the TV stunt, then they'll just go, I did it. I fixed it. Everybody's deported.
And they'll just keep doing it.
And they'll believe it.
Volunteers. They don't care about legality or people's rights. That's not something that constrains their imagination.
My current addiction, Madam Secretary, just covered the child separation policy in the last episode I watched. And it is. It was.
How did Taya Leone fix it?
That's how we could fix it.
How did she fix it?
They won the case against the governor of Arizona or whatever.
Right.
But you just forget how absolutely cruel and inhumane that was. And the mind boggles.
And it continues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've never cared. They do not care. So we have to, I think that we do all this pre-gaming. Right? Of this is going to cost this amount. They don't care what... you saw what he did to the deficit? They don't care.
Yeah.
They will privatize it. They will make money off of it, and they don't care if it's complete or well done or efficient in any way.
Yeah.
And I have to, right behind what you're saying, Angela, say that Latinos voted...
Thank you.
...in record numbers...
The men...
for this mass deportation.
Mm-hmm. People with undocumented family members.
Yep.
That's
that
right.
That think he doesn't mean them.
But I'm going to tell you something.
FAFO. See ya.
Yeah. They don't care if you're documented. They are going to round up people randomly and then not give you... You don't have rights when they round you... The same rights when they take you in when you're... they consider you possibly not a citizen.
What's his name, the border czar? Tom Hobag. He's already said it.
Tom Hobag, yes.
That's his name.
He said it. He said, we will deport. Yes. They said if there's legal people in the family, deport the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
How going to get around
and
child separation.
And then you can figure it out later. I'm worried about my own booty getting grabbed up because there are several people who seem to think I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah. I will protect you with my life. I will do the entire West Side Story. I'll start. I'll be like snapping my fingers.
When you're a jet.
Nice.
You're a jet.
A boy like that. Yeah. When you're a jet. You're jet. A boy like
choreography
that.
Choreography you might be able to do, too. It's a little choppy.
Yeah. West Side Story's choreography was a little more graceful than what you just did.
There's a place for us.
Nice.
Somewhere. Okay, I will never let them take my Puerto Rican friend, Angela B. Shelton.
Or your little Chinese friend.
Your little Chinese
She is Angela B. Yes, this is Angela B. Shelton of the Puerto Rico Sheltons.
Of the Puerto Rico Sheltons.
Yes. You are so diversified on this show.
Yeah, really.
Look at you. You're on the cover of a Deep Purple album. I don't even know what's happening there.
She's in hiding. Frances is in
or
hiding.
You're in some sort of lava lamp. I don't know what...
She's a genie. Many people don't know that Frances is part genie. She sleeps in a genie bottle.
Well, she's certainly,
her daddy was
she's
a genie.
Certainly small enough.
Mm-hmm. Her daddy was, a genie. A long line of genies. If you rub her belly, you can get like half a wish.
Half a wish. Okay. That's the title of my autobiography. Her daddy her daddy was a genie.
I would like to marry Tia Leone. Okay. Oh. All right, half a wish. Maybe I'll get a roll, in the
you
head.
You should at least get to, to meet her.
Roll in the
head.
That's
half. Yeah. That's half a wish.
Shake her hand on some kind of reception line.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grant half a wishes. That's what I do.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
No.
Jody Hamilton has been here 20 years. The first day I did this endorsement, she's like, I know. I've been having, right?
Yeah,
she's just smarter. She's better than us. She's smarter than us, and she will always win. Just know that about Jody Hamilton.
Do what she says.
Yeah. She seems sweet, but, simmering ball of just rage.
Brilliance.
Yeah, brilliance. Just, okay. It is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. This is the way you can fight back. It'll little tiny you. You feel like you can't make a difference.
You can.
Yes, you can. Will you do it if I stop talking in this tone of voice, please? Come on, do it. And you support me and this entire progressive universe.
Yep.
And you support all these progressive nonprofits that they have donated over $95 million to. Planned Parenthood, Transgender Lawsuit, Law Center, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, on and on. You get the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in the Corolla. Right, Frangela? Get in the Corolla.
Yeah.
Go and saving. America and money. If you type in Stephanie Miller, if you use the code Stephanie Miller, you get 2 years, 25% off your service for 2 years. The code is, Steph25 at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com, type in Steph25.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is Health Beat. Sleepiness and fatigue.
They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people force themselves to stay awake. At a recent National Center on Sleep Disorders research conference, Dr. David Dinges of the University of Pennsylvania emphasized that blatant acceptance of sleepiness should be outlawed by society.
The willful or motivated overriding of sleepiness by people is the single largest unspoken barrier we face in getting people to confront sleepiness as an unstable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning.
Hey, kids, it's the first match day of our winter pledge drive. Oh, my God, look at all these fantastic frontline funders.
What?
The winter frontline. Charlene in Houston, Texas. Corrine and Kimberly in Sylmar. Diana in Santa Rosa. Delaney in Missouri. Jerry in Oakland. Jerry in Chandler, Arizona. Joe in Washington, D.C. Mac and Tiana in Colorado. Mike in Tippecanoe County, Indiana.
Nice.
Oh, my God. On and on. Thank you so much. That this is the day to give because everything will be doubled by these fantastic frontline funders.
That's right.
Go to freespeech.org/donate or call 877-378-8669. That's how you fight disinformation.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller.
In today's edition of Is That Legal? Here is Zoe Lofgren with Jim Acosta.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy apparently will be up on Capitol Hill talking about their ideas for this thing that they're calling DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, which is a bit of a misnomer because it won't be a part of the federal government, apparently. But Congress controls the purse strings. What are your thoughts on Elon Musk and Ramaswamy deciding or trying to decide what stays and what goes in the federal government?
What's illegal? They haven't asked to meet with me, but the impoundment of funds that have been appropriated by the Congress is unconstitutional and illegal.
There you go. Went on to say.
There is no such Department of Government Efficiency. It's made up. So good luck to them. I mean, if there is a plan that President Trump wants to propose to the Congress, he should send it to us, but the Constitution does not permit the president to simply avoid what the Congress has done. That power of the purse is with the legislative branch, not the president.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't understand that they've taken over the government.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. The Department of Some Might Write is also not a government agency, but we will be operating.
Yes, we will.
We're going to just be in one constitutional crisis after another. I mean, and how many picks have already gone down in flames? We haven't even started yet, right?
Yeah, well, and I want to remind everybody that Trump offered that nobody have a FBI background check. I just want us to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Crazy Eyes Cash Patel will do his own checks. I love you, Frangela. SexyLiberal.com. That's how you fight back. Get that LA show just this weekend. Get re-energized. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live at WRCE in Richland Center. An entire hour of the Huey Brothers. Brady and Brandon. Sports, life, outdoors, and more. And Peter Rapine. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Got to go in and get those important
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.